Global Pro-Palestinian Marches Rally Support for Hamas Terrorists. By Simon Kent on November 6, 2023. Pro-Palestinian marches are now a feature of everyday life in cities across the globe, taking up the public space while shouting fiery slogans and waving flags. Protesters challenge the very right of Israel to exist while demanding support for Hamas terrorists. Protesters in countries with large Muslim populations, including the US, France, Germany, Canada, and the UK, expressed disillusionment with their governments for supporting Israel. Another common theme for pro-Palestinian protesters has been to obscure information about the Israelis held hostage, with footage gathered from around the world showing them ripping down posters showing the names and faces of the hostages. Here is a look at just some of the recent demonstrations in words and pictures which have taken over city streets in the wake of the greatest single-day slaughter of Jews since the end of World War II put a close on the Holocaust. United States. Thousands of protesters flooded into Washington, D.C. on Saturday and called for a ceasefire in Gaza while some slamming President Joe Biden's support for Washington's top ally in the Middle East. The rally, at which demonstrators waved Palestinian flags and wore the traditional keffiyeh scarf, was the largest protest in Washington since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas conflict on October 7, AFP reports. The public protest came just days after pro-Palestinian demonstrators, who want a ceasefire that would benefit the Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza, stormed the U.S. Capitol and staged a protest inside the Cannon Rotunda that one observer likened to an insurrection. Exclusive video: pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House office building in Washington, D.C. Free, free Palestine, and end the siege on Gaza now, the protesters shouted on Saturday. Other slogans targeted the U.S. President. Biden, Biden, you can't hide, you signed off on genocide and we say no, genocide Joe. The U.S. has seen a spate of anti-Israel protests in major cities and on college campuses since a Hamas terror attack October 7 killed 1,200 Israelis and wounded roughly 4,400 more. Sympathizers of the terror organization not only shout their calls of support but also attack any display of backing for Israel or the hostages Hamas holds. Watch: man rips posters featuring Israeli kidnapping victims at University of Pennsylvania campus. About 200 people, including some Americans, were taken to Gaza as hostages. Their fate remains unknown. United Kingdom. Clashes broke out with police as terror arrests were made during pro-Palestine demonstrations in London on Saturday, as Breitbart News reported. Thousands of anti-Israel activists swarmed the streets of the UK capital, staging sit-in protests in major thoroughfares of London, including Oxford Circus, which was blockaded by demonstrators until it was cleared by the Metropolitan Police. Protesters also occupied key transport hubs including the Charing Cross and Waterloo train stations, the Breitbart London report sets out. At least three protesters were arrested at Piccadilly Circus, including one who was arrested for allegedly displaying a placard that could incite hatred, contrary to Section 12 of the Terrorism Act, the Met said. Another was arrested on suspicion of assaulting a police officer, while a third was arrested for allegedly breaching the Public Order Act. On November 11, Remembrance Day services in London will focus on the Cenotaph Memorial in Whitehall. The annual event is designed to honor the men and women who gave their lives in the fight against tyranny in all wars. Organizers are currently worried pro-Palestinian protesters will seek to interrupt the solemn occasion. Our Prime Minister should simply say that we will block the pro-Palestine rally from taking place on Armistice Day. But he won't because he is gutless, said Brexit leader Nigel Farage. Meanwhile, on Friday, two women who attended a pro-Palestinian march 3 weeks ago were charged under the UK's Terrorism Act for displaying images on their clothing of paragliders. Prosecutors said the images aroused suspicion they were supporters of Hamas, which UK authorities designate as a terrorist group. France. In Paris on Saturday, several thousand protesters flooded the streets of the capital and some shouted Israel, assassin. Time reports banners on a sound system truck at the Paris march through rain-dampened streets read, "Stop the massacre in Gaza." Demonstrators, many carrying Palestinian flags, chanted "Palestine will live, Palestine will win." Demonstrators also took aim at French President Emmanuel Macron, chanting Macron, accomplice. Paris police chief authorized the march from République to Nation. Two large plazas in eastern Paris, but vowed that any behavior deemed anti-Semitic or sympathetic to terrorism would not be tolerated. France has recorded more than 1,000 anti-Semitic acts since the deadly October 7 attack by Hamas gunmen on Israel, Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said Sunday. The number of anti-Semitic acts has exploded, he told France 2 television, adding that 486 people have been arrested for such offenses, including 102 foreigners. Germany. In Berlin, the Time report sets out around 1,000 police officers were deployed Saturday to ensure order after previous pro-Palestinian protests turned violent. German news agency The reported that about 6,000 protesters marched through the center of the German capital. Police banned any kind of public or written statements that are anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli or glorify violence or terror. Several thousand protesters also marched through the West German city of Dusseldorf. More than 1,200 people in Israel have been killed, most of them in the October 7 Hamas attack that started the fighting. Turkey. Dozens of protesters gathered in front of Turkey's foreign ministry where the top Turkish and U.S. diplomats were holding talks on Monday, accusing the United States of complicity in the deaths of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. AP reports the protesters, members of an Islamist group, carried Turkish and Palestinian flags and held anti-U.S. and Israel signs as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan. Earlier, police dispersed a group of students who marched toward the ministry chanting "Murderer Blinken, get out of Turkey." It was the second day of protests denouncing Blinken's visit to Turkey. On Sunday, police fired tear gas and a water cannon as thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters tried to storm an air base used by U.S. troops in southern Turkey, as Breitbart News reported. The mob was an offshoot of a protest against America and Israel, and in favor of the jihadist terrorist organization Hamas, convened by the Turkish Islamist group the IHH Humanitarian Relief Foundation. Several hundred protesters marched to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, chanting "God is great." Canada. Protesters voicing support for anti-Israel Hamas fighters gathered at rallies in more than two dozen cities across Canada on Saturday and the week before. The protests in Canada, which took place in cities including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, and Fredericton, were launched after a call by the Palestinian Youth Movement for a National Day of Demonstrations. The Canadian group is demanding Canada end its support for Israel's defensive military action against Hamas, which the federal government has designated as a terrorist organization since 2002. Editors note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.